State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. All this week on Michigan Radio, we've been running a series called Learning to Teach, about teacher education in Michigan. One of the challenges for teachers just coming out of college is that the schools they enter are not all created equal. Some teaching approaches might work in one kind of school, but totally fail in another. A new teacher education program created at Davenport University in Grand Rapids is trying to solve that problem by narrowing its focus to train teachers specifically for urban schools. So this is the story of the new College of Urban Education. Chamonix Griffith stands in front of her second graders on a Thursday morning, about to try something that for her is new.
How many of you know that I go to class at night?
Her second graders all quietly raise their hands.
So last night, I got to do a really cool activity with my teacher, and so I wanted to try the activity with you.
Griffith is a teacher at the Gerald R. Ford Academic Center in Grand Rapids, where most of the students are Black or Latino. More than 90% come from families considered economically disadvantaged, according to state data. Griffith hands out a sheet for each student. She tells them to write down one thing they like about this class and one thing they would change. At the end, the kids take turns reading each other's papers out loud for her to hear.
Miss Griffith, I really liked was when we made the polar bear. One thing I would change, the way the desk.
Okay.
It turns out a number of students want the desk arrangement to be changed.
Some of the things that I heard that you didn't like, I can fix. Like, I'll work on creating a plan so that we can change our table spaces around or change the seats around.
After this, Griffith asks the second graders to say how the exercise made them feel. Good, a bunch of them say, or awesome, or brilliant. One girl says it made her feel triumphant. This exercise is based on a teaching concept known as co-generative dialogue, or co-gen. Griffith learned about it just a few nights before in an assignment at her school. She's part of the first cohort of teachers attending the new College of Urban Education at Davenport University in Grand Rapids.
I'm Andre Perry. I'm the dean of the College of Urban Education at Davenport University.
Perry moved to Grand Rapids from New Orleans, where he was involved in rebuilding the city's education system after Katrina. He came to Davenport because he says this is somewhere he could help build something new.
I'm not wedded to any particular style of college or university. I am wedded to helping poor people, people of color, and other disenfranchised folk.
And so the students in this new master's level program, all of whom are already teachers in Grand Rapids, they learn about things like inequity and implicit bias. They learn about how culture impacts the classroom, how students of color can feel silenced or judged for their cultural background, and how that can lead to disillusionment and disenfranchisement. That ultimately is what Griffith's exercise with her second graders is about, making sure her students feel like their voices are being heard. Perry says other schools of education touch on the specific issues affecting urban classrooms, but that's not their focus.
We're dedicated to an urban community because a lot of people, quite frankly, aren't.
But the numbers are growing. Research on the particular needs of urban schools has led to more teaching programs aimed specifically at training urban teachers. Here in Michigan, MSU now offers an urban education graduate certificate. Evaluations of these kinds of programs show they can be more effective at preparing teachers, and graduates of urban education programs are more likely to stay long-term as urban teachers. The Davenport students, so far, are all already teachers. That means it doesn't take long for the effects of the program to show up in schools. For Chamonix Griffith students, it only took a few days. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.